Well, if you would remain standing for the reading of God's word. This morning, as we enter into the new year, we're going to enter into a new study on the book of Ephesians. This study will take us into the summer, I'm sure of that. This wonderful letter that Paul wrote, some of you are probably really familiar with it. It's 2,429 words, that's it. Four pages in many Bibles, maybe five or six in yours, depending on the font, can be read in 18 to 22 minutes in its entirety, and yet says so much for what the church needed then and what the church needs today. I'm going to read the first two verses of Ephesians 1, begin to unpack those this morning as we feed upon his word. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Oh, Father in heaven, you carried along the powerful work of the Holy Spirit, your servant Paul, to write these words, words that were circulated among other churches, words today still circulated in your church. No less important, no less God's word, breathed out by you, the purpose to teach and rebuke and correct and train in righteousness, which you're doing and you will do until the day your son returns. Lord, we come to you and ask that you would open our eyes to behold new things. Help us to see what we cannot see. Help us to transfer all this truth by the work of your Spirit into our hearts, into our minds, that they would exit through our hands and feet as the deep truths of the gospel press in us ever further. All for your glory and our good, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read a sentence, or at least part of a sentence to you, and then I want you to pause for a moment and think about what you're hearing. Our great hindrance in the Christian life is. Now, I literally am going to give you a minute to just be quiet and think about that. Our greatest hindrance in the Christian life is. Just take a moment quietly and fill that sentence in. What would you say? Having silence like this at the beginning of a sermon is a bit disruptive. I imagine for most of you, it was even hard to think about the question. I do wonder where your mind went, though, where your eye went. The greatest hindrance in the Christian life is. Where did your eye go? Did it go to other people? Did it go to culture? Did it go to problems in the church? Did it go to yourself? John Owen, the English Puritan, is the one who wrote this sentence. And he said, the greatest hindrance in the Christian life is not our lack of effort, but our lack of acquaintedness with our privileges. I doubt many of you went there. He says the greatest hindrance to the Christian life is not a lack of effort, but our lack of acquaintedness with our privileges. And when he's speaking of privileges, he's speaking about the privileges that we have because of our union with Jesus. That we who have been saved by grace, by Christ, are one with him. Ian Hamilton.